Okay, we're having trouble. Mary is having trouble hearing me. So, Mary, I'm going to ask you to call the studio number. Can you write it down? She's having trouble hearing me. We're having a bad connection. Can you write this down, Mary? We're trying.
Should I hang up and call you?
Yes, let me give you a phone number to call. Or, you know what? I got an idea. Yeah, wait 1 minute and call my cell phone. But wait 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
But wait about 1 minute. I'm gonna. Okay, bye for now. All right, let's see how quickly I can call forward my phone. I used to do call forwarding all the time, but I haven't done it forever. Call forward. This is not going to work. Oh, here we go. Call forward. And I'm going to click yes, and I'm going to go to the number 695. We don't use this studio number much. And yeah, it's forwarded. So hopefully Mary will call my cell. It'll forward to the phone. I've never had that problem before. That's a shame. And every time we talk, I will wait for Mary to call. As a matter of fact, maybe I'll also send her a text here just to Mary, please call my cell phone when you can. Let's see what happens there. I started to tell you about the Mesa House that sold up on San Rafael. I remember when I started in 1988, people come up from Los Angeles, and they'd ask, well, what's the square footage? And at that time, boy, we were not quoting square footage. You could go to the county page that's attached and find the square footage. But for some reason, square footage was not at the forefront in Santa Barbara in the 80s. And people from Los Angeles, everywhere else, that was the first question. They also asked, does it have central air conditioning? And the answer was, you don't need central air conditioning at Santa Barbara. It cools down at night. You open the windows. You get all the cool air in. Of course, if you had Tubular George and you had a whole house fan, you get the cool air in about a minute. And then you, during the day, you close the windows and you have no problem. Has that changed? Do we have... And back in the day, I would say there was a few days where you wish you had central AC, maybe. It seems like those days have gotten a little longer. Still not a whole lot of days. I think most people in Santa Barbara do not have, do we want to try Mary again just for fun? See if we get a connection again. So this house sold. It came on the market, $2,690,000. It was on the market 4 days. It sold for $2,640,000. Got close to asking. Three bedroom, one bath. Built in 1953. 1,067 square feet. Will it be ringing in my ear? I hear no ringing. Well, then it sounds like a doctor's joke. A Henny Youngman. I hear ringing in my ear. Why don't you answer it? 1,067 square feet. So they paid $2,474 per square foot. I don't know what the record is. The Mesa is hot. The houses are small. And that's all she wrote. I suppose I could ask Mary the questions and then answer them myself, how I would envision her to answer. Well, you know, after 27... Oh, yeah, she probably doesn't want to answer it because she was, well, we tried our best. I did text her and gave her the phone number, but, you know what? Let me,
try one more.
One more thing. Yeah, maybe the forward isn't working. Maybe I'll text her our phone number. Or call 805-692-5102. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Of course, my Siri, I said, I'll text her phone number. Please call this number. All right, we'll see if that works. So I mentioned the, open house signs, City of Santa Barbara, I guess Goleta, I'm not sure what the rules are in Goleta or in the county, Nolita or Summerlin. But the Santa Barbara City Council adopted updates to the city sign ordinance that directly affects the use of temporary off-site signs. Now, other than open house real estate agents' signs, usually on the weekend or during caravan days, midweek, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning, 10 to 1 usually, are there any other temporary off-site signs that you see? Sometimes maybe a sale or something, you know, Taco Tuesday, I don't know. Under the revised rules, signs may only be placed in the parkway, the area between the sidewalk and the curb, which, interestingly enough, I printed up a... we do have a call. Let's see if that's Mary. I printed up a list. Mary, it's Mark. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, we're live on the air. Welcome to Radio Real Estate. My guest, we had a phone glitch, but we're okay now. Mary Wykes, rhymes with likes, has been a realtor from Maryland, and I saw her on the news. She was being interviewed. Why? Because she's 100 years old. I don't know if she's the oldest realtor in the country, but welcome to Radio Real Estate, Mary Likes.
Thank you, Mark. It's nice to talk to someone from the West Coast, beautiful area. And I just had a client, when you called this morning, come in, and we were at my dining room table taking an order for a rental property and a possible switch of residence. So it's been a good morning.
You know, I mentioned on the air during the first segment that every time I called you, you picked up the phone like a really good real estate agent. You never know who it is, and you didn't screen your calls. And today was the first time I got your voicemail, and the reason was you were doing business. So I love that story. and you didn't hear this, but I inadvertently called you Mary Likes, because I said your name, Wykes, rhymes with likes, so I got all confused. It's Mary Wykes, W-Y-K-E-S. And I didn't write down the name of your brokerage. What's the name again?
Long and Foster, and of course we're part of Berkshire Hathaway, as I believe you are, and Home Services of America, we're affiliated with.
Exactly.
So it's... largest private real estate company in the country from a standpoint of volume. Let's see. Long and Foster is the largest private real estate residential company in the U.S. by sales volume and second largest by unit volume.
Wow.
And, I'm very happy to be a part of the brokerage. I have a wonderful broker. I've had lots of supervisors in my life and many different jobs. She's one of the best I've ever had. The fact that she'll even put up with a 100-year-old agent says a lot for her. But she loves me, and she cooperated with the video from the two channels that talked to me, and said nice things about me. So anyway, it's a great company.
Well, that's how I met you. You were on the national news, quite a showing you getting in and out of the car. I don't know if you were putting up an open house sign. And
right.
I looked you up, and there you were. So it's Long and Foster. How long have you been a real estate agent?
I've been an agent since I was... 54 years old, but I was working part-time at the National Bureau of Standards as an employee development specialist when I learned that one of our secretaries had just taken the real estate course, and I had always wanted to be my own boss. My dad always said, work for yourself, Mary, and I could never figure out how to do that. But anyway, by that time, when I was 54, my children were old enough to leave, I took the real estate course. But I still stayed at the Bureau of Standards and worked part-time there as I got started. And I did very well, actually, working part-time in each venue. But anyway, I then retired after my first granddaughter was born. I wanted to be able to help my daughter take care of her, and I was able to take her along when I'd go previewing houses.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
Worked well.
My guest is Mary Wykes out of Maryland. She's a broker. She's a real estate agent with Long & Foster. Again, that's part of Home Services of America, and I've interviewed the CEO and president of Home Services of America. He told me that they cover 38,000 agents and about 26,000 with our independently owned and operated franchisees. So it's a huge umbrella. And Mary was featured on the news because she's 100 years old and she's still working. Now, when you said you retired, you meant you retired from the Bureau of Standards and then real estate became your only job.
That is called NIST now, which is National Institutes for Standards and Technology. They changed the name during one of the administrations. And the federal government, as you've read in the paper, is having a lot of changes with the new administration. And there are a number of agencies that are slated to leave the D.C. area. So we're all kind of holding our breath, wondering how that's going to affect the inventory. We haven't seen much effect yet, but it's taking listings a little longer to sell at the moment. I mean, a few months ago, they would sell within days with multiple offers. And now it's taking a little longer. The ratio of sales to list, I read, is 100.3 at the moment with, four, let's see, 37% going above list and 62% have had price drops. So we're seeing a little change at the moment in the market, but the inventory is still very, very low here.
That's very interesting. I just did the inventory and sales in the first segment, and I mentioned that I thought the market, you know, slightly a little more time to sell, but nothing dramatic. And it kind of echoes,
right,
kind of echoes what you're saying. Tell me, my guest Mary Wykes out of Maryland. Tell me where your local city is. Where you work out of?
Well, it's North Potomac, and it's in Montgomery County, and I live in Montgomery Village, which is a planned community that was started in 1966. And I am almost an original settler in the planned community where we had no gas station, no place to get a loaf of bread. And I've watched it grow up around me. And it's probably about 60,000 residents at this time, and I bought my house with my husband in 1969, and I've really loved watching the town grow up around me.
What did you pay in 1969? How much did
I paid? Let's see, $49,000 for the house. and now it would sell for about $650,000.
That's a nice return on your investment. Montgomery County, so you cover the North Potomac, Rockville, Maryland area. I kind of wrote that down. And you said you're near the seat of the government. So the seat of the government, you mean Washington, D.C.?
Yes, it's just about a 40-minute trip by metro. We're close to the end of the red line of the metro train service. So we have a very good commuting area to Washington, D.C., and Bethesda, Maryland is the home of the National Institutes of Health, and that's where my husband had worked for many years at the National Library of Medicine. There are other government agencies, and then, of course, the National Institutes of Standards and Technology is just about 3 miles from my house. So when I worked there for 17 years, that was a really lovely commute.
Very nice. My guest is Mary Wykes. She's a real estate agent with Long and Foster, based out of the North Potomac, Rockville, Maryland area. And I saw her on the national news. She's 100 years old, and I just called her up out of the blue, and she picked up the phone, and she's gracious enough to join us. And you know, you're keeping me abreast of the market here, your market. What is someone, you said your home might be worth $650,000. What would a standard three-bedroom, two-bath house sell for, a single-family home?
Well, it depends on the school district and a number of factors. So, in Montgomery Village, where I live, the lowest price for a single-family home would be around $530,000, perhaps. And sometimes if you go to another school district, it could be a little higher than that.
What if you had a million to spend or 2 million to spend? Do you have many homes in that price range?
There are quite a few in the zip code where my office is located in North Potomac, Potomac area. I would say about, 20-25% are over $1 million.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Highest would be around between 25 and 29,000. I mean, no. Anyway, close to 3 million, that would be the top probably.
Okay, so about, you mentioned in Potomac, North Potomac, about 25% of the listings are over a million, and then you might hit around 3 million thereafter.
Yeah. Right, and then they go down to maybe 500,000. There are some in that range, a few.
I understand. Well, that's a good range market, and it's interesting to hear that you're about 40 minutes by metro train from Washington, D.C., and so it'll be very interesting to keep in touch with you to see if, in fact, these government agencies are, you know, slated, do they close, leave the D.C. area? Will you suddenly be getting a lot of listings? That'll be very interesting to track. My guest is Mary Wykes, realtor out of North Potomac, Rockville, Maryland area. She's with Long and Foster, and she's lived a long time, 100 years old. My oldest guest was 95 years old. So you win, Mary. I don't know what we'll have to give you, a gift or something.
Well, that's very kind of you to want to interview me. I've had a lot of fun after the TV segments. I've had calls from all over the country, just like you. So it's that's kind of amazing.
Well,
I'm not sure I deserve it, but anyway, I'm here.
Well, you know what? You've answered questions and come up with things. I mean, I love the way you answered the question about when I asked you about prices, and you said, well, there's many factors, depends on the school district. You sound sharp as a tack, and it's very exciting. It's very exciting. I'm glad you got a little notoriety, and I think you said you just ordered a new box of business cards, so you have no plans to retire.
Oh, I did, and... At my party for my 100th birthday, we had a little over 100 friends and relatives come, and we had my new business cards at each place. My daughter was really funny when she gave a little talk. She said, "You thought you were coming for a birthday party. You're really coming for a sales pitch." Mom just got new business cards, and there's one at each of your places. She looks forward to your business. But anyway, I've had a lot of fun.
Well, it must be nice to have 100 friends. I have two. What date is your birthday?
May 13th.
May 13th, lucky May 13th. So 1925, my mom was born 1924, and she...
Oh, she was older than me.
She was older than you, August 1924, and she made it just shy of 95, and she was doing pretty well herself, and so you got another 5 years on my mom, and it's very exciting. You know what, Mary? Let's take a commercial break. I just had a couple of more quick questions for you. Do you have time to hold on?
I certainly do. Sure, Mark.
Okay, you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. It's radiorealestate.com. My guest is Mary Weichs. She's a realtor in the North Potomac Rockville, Maryland area. She's 100 years old, and she's still working. I got to work another 31 years to beat her record. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.